which is going to come on you. It's, if you're going to be live godly, if you're going to live like Christ, then there's going to be persecution as part of that. At least I, as far as I'm concerned, I believe I actually need that at some point. But I feel like that comes, you know, I want that to come after I've obtained other things. Now, sometimes there's no time to wait for that, you know. Sometimes the persecution doesn't wait for you, it just comes. You know, we live in a free country in America, quote unquote, free. But, you know, it seems hard to imagine how persecution could arise. You know, I can imagine lots of ways it could arise. You know, everyone always, Christians tend to think, oh, it's going to come from the left. And the liberals think, oh, it's going to come from the right. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But I always see, you know, Jesus was persecuted from the right. From the conservative branch of his religion. I know it'll probably upset people. I've considered myself a conservative all of my life. And anyone listening to me would probably consider me radically conservative, at least on morality. But not politically. I do not really think in political terms anymore. I think in terms, because I can't impart spiritual gifts through a political process. You know what I mean? It's just absolutely antithetical. The two things, I'm talking about a kingdom. See, this government, not just this current administration, 2009, I mean the governments of the world, every government of the world. I am technically speaking a subversive element within all of this. Not that I'm here to literally subvert governments or to do any work that would harm them. Personally, I'm harmless, but ultimately, my goal and vision is to bring about a kingdom which will subject all these governments to itself. And in fact, probably totally, you know, we're not going to be like the American government answering to the kingdom of God. No. I mean, we're going to bring these things down. I'm not going to do it with flesh and blood. I'm going to do it with an army from heaven. That's what I look for. I don't look to go lobby Congress. I don't want to, you know, elect all the representatives who want to pass some morality. You know, they want to pass some morality in the Congress, and it's like, and the people can't even follow morality at home. I said, you Christian conservatives who preach abstinence, do you abstain from fleshly lust? Do you treat Jesus like a condom, protecting you from the consequences of your sinful actions? Then why do you ask your children to do it if you won't do it, you hypocrite? Rubber Jesus. That's what you preach. So own that. Or repent and follow the true gospel. I don't know where the persecution is going to come from. I don't care. It could come from just wherever, you know. God is capable. Things will change. I have no doubt in the next, you know, 20 years, things are going to really change. But I don't think it's going to come by the normal political process. I think forces outside. Events. Which man has no control over. Will cause great changes. You know, the things that are coming are not going to be, there'll be unjust laws enacted and so on and so forth. But they're going to come about because of the fears of men, of all the bad things that are going to come upon them. I don't know precisely when, but that's sort of the formula. And then they turn to that king of fierce countenance who's going to, you know, enact, he's going to do his works. I'm not going to that because that's not really the focus here. But, well, because I live in a peaceable, I say, how am I going to get persecuted? I suppose, you know, if I went down and I spoke all my mind to the people who I know in town and so on and so forth. You know, when I'm, if, you know, they wouldn't persecute me. They'd probably shun me. You know, they'd be like, well, you know, they'd put up with me, but they'd be sort of like, he's weird. He's an idiot. Well, they're not going to come after me. They're not going to chase me down. He believes that you, you know, they're just not going to do it. I just don't see that. Not right. Not as things are now. So things would have to be changed for something like that to happen. Or I'd have to do something a little more offensive than just have different beliefs or radical beliefs. Something much more provocative. I'm not even going to say what. Though I think I have. If you be reproached... it's not some strange thing. When it comes. We're looking for it. Now some people are probably going to be amazed and somewhat dumbfounded when these things come upon them. But we are being warned not to be. We are not the children of the night, but children of the day, children of the light. The day should not take us unaware. You know, we should rejoice being partakers of Christ's suffering. If we suffer like he suffered for righteousness' sake, we gotta also know that, you know, when his glory is gonna be revealed, we're gonna be standing there with him. As opposed to, you know, you think about the sacrifice you make in this world as far as you don't get honor, you don't get glory, you just get a grave like everyone else. But the Spirit of God raises you up and makes you to sit down with Christ in his kingdom, ultimately. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, or really in the name of Christ, not just, and when I say in the name of Christ, I don't mean just in word. I mean because the things you do are things he approves of. You know what I mean? Like someone could go down to the bank and try to do something in my name. And they're going to look and see, oh, well, you don't have the authority to act under the name of Paul Stringini. Right? When we act in Christ's name, if we are in truth acting in his name, then we are doing works according to his will, according to his guidance, according to his spirit, and not just going off on our own, and not just saying, not just suffering because, you know, I don't count it when people just don't like you because you're a Christian.